We go through this year's top 10 AI exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures today on Mind Matters.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where artificial and natural intelligence meet head on. Here's your host, Robert J. Marks.
Greetings. Those on the web seek traffic. This includes us at mindmatters.ai. Sensationalism gets you traffic, and you can charge more for your advertisements if you get a lot of clicks. Note that we have no paid advertisements. Some reporters resort to less than honest characterization of a story. In blue journalism, if it bleeds, it leads. So bold hyperbole about AI gets the clicks. Other articles can be colored by extreme ideology. Those who believe we are computers made out of meat often put their faith in materialistic AI when interpreting results. Others want superintelligence so badly that they will glom onto anything that gives them a glimmer of hope. And some articles are written by those without a pinch of domain expertise. So, to end the year, here is our top 10 exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures list of hype news in artificial intelligence. 10. Headlines claim AI is becoming human-like. A post from UK's Telegraph reads,
DeepMind's AlphaZero now showing human-like intuition, an historical turning point for AI.
The article begins,
Washington, July 7th, UPI. DeepMind reveals the embryo of an electronic computer today that it expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence.
Okay, let me confess, I just lied to you. This is not the article about DeepMind. This is a July 8th, 1958 article in the New York Times titled New Navy Device Learns by Doing. Replace DeepMind by the Navy, and you get the original story, which was,
the Navy revealed the embryo of an electronic computer today that it expects will be able to walk, talk, see, write, reproduce itself, and be conscious of its existence.
Okay. The actual, more recent DeepMind story reads,
after a year of testing and analysis by chess grandmasters, the machine has developed a new style of play, unlike anything ever seen before, suggesting the program is now improvising like a human.
Incremental results are often extrapolated into hype stories about the future. This was done in 1958 and continues to be done today. Bottom line, this improvement might be surprising and impressive, but it is only incremental insofar as human capabilities. Number 9. Seductive semantic sells AI. Will AI ever be self-aware? The Army Times reports the headlines.
Army researchers are developing a self-aware squid-like robot you can 3D print in the field.
Pretty cool. Seductive semantics attracts the reader to stretched meanings that are, at best, metaphorical. They are often presented, though, as literal fact. Although we could, we won't quibble with the part of the story concerning squid-like robots being printed in 3D. Let's focus on the seductive semantics used for the term self-aware. For humans, Google tells me that self-aware means
having conscious knowledge of one's own character and feelings.
Computers have no character. Computers have no feeling. But in a more general sense, self-aware literally means being aware of your surroundings. Does placing sensors on a car cause the car to be self-aware? A sensor in my gas tank tells me when I need gas. When I back up my car, it beeps at me when I get too close to an obstacle. Automatic parking requires sensors. All of these are examples of cars being aware of their surroundings. Is AI self-aware? I don't think I'd call my car self-aware. Even more simply, my thermostat detects the temperature of its immediate surroundings. Does this mean my thermostat is self-aware? I guess it all depends on how much you stretch the meaning of self-aware. Those who give words stretch marks are using seductive semantics. Number 8. The bigger truck solution to AI effectiveness. The claim that AI can be written to evolve even smarter AI is being abandoned. Some, like AI software pioneer Francois Cholet, have concluded in a paper entitled The Impossibility of Intelligent Explosion that the search should be abandoned. He writes, "An overwhelming amount of evidence points to this simple fact. A single human brain, on its own, is not capable of designing a greater intelligence than itself." Others claim that strong AI is possible, but we need more powerful computational energy. An example is from the website Nautilus, where we see the post titled, "Why is the human brain so efficient? How massive parallelism lifts the brain performance above that of AI?" The Nautilus claims our brains are effective because they are more computationally powerful than any computer we have today. We also see similar claims made in the literature. The need for more computing power to achieve superintelligent AI reminds me of an old story. Here it is. John bought a truck so he could go into a farm-to-market business. John purchased tomatoes from a local farmer for $2 a pound and drove them to the market where he sold them for $1 a pound. Bought them for $2, sold them for $1. Needless to say, John began to lose money hand over fist. He consulted his accountant who analyzed John's finances. After detailed analysis, the accountant advised John, "Hey, John, the answer's obvious. You need a bigger truck." Those who believe that superintelligence will be here someday are asking for a bigger truck. But limitations on computer performance are constrained by algorithmic information theory. The Church-Turing thesis claims anything done on a super-duper computer of today can be done on Turing's original 1930s Turing machine. We can perform tasks faster today, but the fundamental limitation of computing remains. Bigger and faster computers are not the answer. Number 7. More confusing creativity is claimed based on incremental computer results. AI will never be creative. To be truly creative, AI must pass the Lovelace test as proposed by Selmer Bringsjord at Rensselaer Polytechnic. AI is creative when it performs a task which cannot be explained by its programmer. Consider, then, the 33 researchers in AI who contributed anecdotes about how their evolutionary AI software was quote-unquote creative. The 33 contributors were from places like Apple, the University of Texas, Cornell, Imperial College London, the University of Colorado, and Columbia. That's a pretty impressive pedigree. First, some background. In evolutionary programming, programmers form a goal and see how close they can get to achieving that goal. To do so, programmers propose billions, even trillions of possible solutions to their problem. No computer can analyze them all, so evolutionary search algorithms intelligently search the solution set in accordance to some bias imposed by the programmer. This guides the solution to one or more solutions close to the desired goal. Sometimes results are unexpected and even surprising, but the results follow directly from doing exactly what the programmer programmed the program to do. There are no such surprises in the results of the 33. In my work in swarm intelligence, we coded a predator-prey problem. The swarm of prey were called dweebs. The dweebs were pursued by a swarm of predators called bullies. We maximized the lifetime of the dweeb swarm using evolutionary program. A surprising result was dweeb self-sacrifice. Bullies would chase a single dweeb in circles while the rest of the dweebs huddled in a corner. When the sacrificial dweeb was killed, there was a temporary chaos followed by the identification of the next sacrificial dweeb. This was repeated until the entire dweeb swarm was decimated. This strategy maximized the lifetime of the dweeb swarm. The result was surprising, but the sacrificial action was in the solution set we had programmed into the bullies and dweebs evolutionary program. One example of creativity pointed out by the 33 was evolution of a walking bug. A video shows a six-legged virtual bug in various evolutionary forms of gait. Using evolutionary search, interesting and sometimes unexpected gaits emerge depending on conditions imposed by the program. If a bug had a bum leg, it would learn to walk without it. When turned upside down, the bug walked on its elbows. Unexpected results? Yeah. But the programmers developed an algorithm to explore various gates for their digital bugs. Different gates is what they got. So what would make the bug program creative? How about this for just a teeny bit of creativity? Without any other programming, see if the digital bug could learn to jump a chasm the width of its body. Remember, no fair reprogramming. If you reprogram, the creativity is yours, not the program's. Number 6, AI games the system. AI software can find loopholes in the code. In the same paper by the 33, the purported examples of AI creativity, we read the following.
Exacerbating the issue, it is often fundamentally simpler for the evolution to exploit loopholes in the quantitative measure than it is to achieve the actual desired result.
Examples include a walking digital robot that moved more quickly by somersaulting than using a normal gait. That was a very interesting result. But again, known or not, somersaults were in the solution set offered by the programmer. Learning to fly without additional programming could give a low pass on the Lovelace test for creativity, but there doesn't appear to be any contingency in the program to allow for flight. I was once in a startup company named Financial Neural Networks. One of the goals was to forecast the future markets for the S&P 500. One of our first results looked astonishing. The forecasting price curve followed the actual price curve remarkably. Too remarkably, it turned out. On closer inspection, the S&P forecast lagged the true S&P forecast by one tick. The neural network had learned that the best forecast of the next hour's price was this hour's price. Forecasting with minimum error is what we asked the neural network to do. It gamed us, though, with a simplistic solution, which it turned out had minimum error in accordance to the dictate of our program. We have been going through this year's top 10 AI exaggerations, hyperbole, and failures. We have gone through items 10 through 6 on the list. For the top 5, tune in to the next Mind Matters podcast, and we'll tell you about it. So until then, be of good cheer.
This has been Mind Matters with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.